Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Half the second, you certainly did generate a lot of chances. It seemed like a lot were high, wide, or whatever. Were you happy at least with what you generated there?
We had a little push. They defended their front of their net very well. But we did have a push late, but obviously it wasn't enough, so it's still disappointing. So it wasn't good enough. Yeah, the UPL looked good. He looked comfortable. I thought we helped him out a bit more than we had been typically, or lately, I should say. And it was nice to see him feel good and look good. But no support on the scoring end, which obviously was the difference and made it tough.
What do you think about the first 40 minutes time? It just seemed like you guys weren't moving. It was a different team in the third period, for sure.
It did. Absolutely. So what do I think about the first 40 minutes? We looked a little lethargic. And you could only guess why. And we're going to try to figure that out ourselves on the coaching side, because we just didn't look or play with the pace, didn't look like ourselves, didn't play with the pace that we typically do and certainly intended to do.
Given those circumstances, would you have liked to see your guys just make it more difficult on them, especially whether it be dumping the puck?
Definitely. Didn't feel we played with that, a fearlessness that we had and have been. And, we felt like we were holding back a little bit, conservative maybe, and we just never got into any rhythm at all.
Any update on Casey?
No update. I'd like to be optimistic about it. It could. It's not a re-injury of what he had, from what I understand at this point. So we'll know more in the morning. But we're hopeful that. Knowing it wasn't a re-injury, that it'll be something short.
Encouraged by that second, that third power play, the second one in the third period, where you guys had more puck movement?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's tough to feel encouraged, but, you had a game, it was tight, it was close, we just needed to find a way to get one, and we didn't, so I it's tough to look past that right now.
Did you feel this was what you spoke about earlier this morning when you talked to us, when you said if you concentrate really hard on defense, you might lose some of the offense? Is that what we saw?
I don't want to say that in the sense, I just want to think about it. You want to reflect after the game, and I don't want to, but that runs through my mind and through your mind, but it's tough to stand here and say that, and it's like you're making an excuse for not doing it, and it just doesn't feel good. So we didn't play with the energy and the passion, and I want to just that would be the focus. We need to play with that.
Coach, you spoke on scoring support. Since November 1st, the Sabres have lost five games when they've scored four goals, and with the performance you've seen Pekka give tonight, how likely is it that we will see more of Pekka in the near future as a netminder?
Yeah, I think with Pekka, he's still a guy that is definitely in a developmental category and capacity. So, whether it's best here or in Rochester is we're going to take that day by day and evaluate that day by day. But, you know, we want to make sure he keeps progressing. There was an opportunity tonight for him to jump in the net here. There may be, you know, our next game out, but we'll continue to read that day by day, knowing he's a young guy. He still has to gain a lot of experience, and it was good he gained some tonight.
Your eyes might have been playing tricks on you when you saw the Zegras goal live. I mean, I assume you looked at it.
Yeah.
What was your reaction seeing what actually happened?
Didn't like it. I'll leave it at that. But
it's got to the front end, and that's got to be covered more than that play, right?
Yeah, there were errors before that play that I really didn't like. Up ice in the entry, didn't like it. Should never got to that point. And it's a difficult, you know, the smart player used the back of the net, and an aerial over the back, and that's something that you don't see very often. But there were plays prior to that that led to that that were really things you could have eliminated it before it ever happened, and those are a concern, or were the concern on that goal the biggest.
John, you mentioned that they defended the middle pretty well. You had a really extraordinarily high number of blocked shots and missed shots, though. Was it mostly how they defended, or did you feel that that was...
Combination. I felt we could have created a better shooting lane, maybe released a puck quicker before they got into a shooting lane. So a combination, you know, a credit to them. They have some very good defensemen that are very intelligent defensemen, and they're experienced. And they played well, but, you know, on our side, there were certainly things we could have done better, and we didn't. And again, we need to get more shots through and release them quicker or prep them better. And tonight it cost us.
And with the power play, do you sense that there is a reluctance to get the puck to the middle, right in the hash marks, below the hash marks? I know you moved it well in the third, but it still seemed like there was a little bit of a reluctance to get there.
In the middle to the bumper, are we talking?
Yeah,
you know what, Brian, I have to look at it and go through it before I'd commit to any one thing on it. The last few games, especially since Mincy's been back, that unit has generated a lot of chances. So you can either ride it out or you can start changing things, but they've generated chances. So, but tonight I'll look at it. I don't want to, you know, commit to one thing because you want to see it in entirety before you make too many comments on it.
Coach, got to ask a question, not to pick on anyone, but Rasmus Dahlin has seemed a little passive lately.
He didn't make plays he normally does today. He didn't look like himself in that regard. He struggled to make some plays that are usually really simple for him. We just said the power play, even there. I'm going to look through it and see what I feel after the second review. But he was one of the guys of many that I felt didn't look like themselves, didn't play with the energy that they normally do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.